The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Welcome back and good morning. This is Councilman Joe Borelli filling in for our friend Joe Piscopo. That, of course, is tequila, which if you grew up like me, in the 1980s, this is a song that's associated with the great Pee Wee Herman. Tequila.
I know you are, but what am I?
I mean,
that's my bicycle.
Peter, what was his name? Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens. He's doing a tour again.
God bless. You know, if there's a comeback,
I'm serious.
I would spend the money to go see Pee Wee Herman.
I believe Live Nation is putting it together. I don't know how he's doing it. I don't know if it's going to be a concert halls or whatever, but they are putting together a Pee Wee's like big adventure.
This is one of those things where next time I am on the subway or the bus and I have about 5 minutes to kill, I think I am going to go down the rabbit hole and just try to figure out what Pee Wee Herman has been doing for the last 20 years. Like this is one of those things. I know it'll start with like a Wikipedia and then you'll get into some news article and then you'll find out
he was in the movie Blow.
Oh, that's right.
He was the drug dealer.
Right. I forgot about that.
He was the hairdresser. Right. He was the drug dealer.
But that was still 15 years ago. I mean,
yeah.
He was
actually really good in that.
Yeah, he was. That's a good point. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, see? He was the father of the penguin in Batman Returns.
Oh, so you actually have that. The update.
I have a little bit. Some things I remember. Useless information.
Is this what you did in the bathroom before where you took a break? You Googled Pee Wee Herman and you were
I'm filled with useless information that I can only use on a show like this. I have no skills that are marketable in other aspects of society, but here it works. So
Pee Wee trivia.
Well, we are, speaking of news we're monitoring, we are looking at this story coming out of the Middle East. With the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad being attacked and broken into by an angry mob shouting death to America. This apparently seems to be in response to an attack the American military made over the weekend against Iraqi militia. Iraqi militia that happened to be backed by Iran. So now there are some protests in Iraq, again, breaking in the embassy. The New York Times is reporting. They are reporting, though, that everyone appears to be safe. All of our Americans serving in the embassy appear to be safe at this time. If that news changes, we will certainly bring you the latest. There's some other news stories that are a bit less serious than that, but serious for a lot of people I want to talk about. I want to talk about this one particular story that was in the Daily News over the weekend, which called me out by name. That's right. They called out me, your humble hero, Councilman Joe Borelli, by name for having the audacity to suggest a solution for the de Blasio loophole. What is the de Blasio loophole, you ask, Matt Sambolin? The de Blasio loophole is the loophole in the property tax law that allows people like Bill de Blasio, who live in fancy homes in Park Slope, to pay less property taxes than you and your pals over in Bay Ridge and Gravesend, in Staten Island, in Middle Village, in Rockaway. Right? The folks that occupy these fancy brownstones are paying less in property taxes than people who own middle-class homes. Now, I had the audacity, along with progressive Democrats who wanted to see this law changed as well. They wanted to see a more fair tax system. that's something I think is a good thing. By the way, City and State magazine named me their bipartisan award winner. They did superlatives for the year 2019. They named me the bipartisan guy of the year. So thank you very much, City and State. I appreciate it. I think it's a good thing. And I think it shows a lot considering how many grenades I throw quite often at Democrats. But I have the audacity to suggest this change in tax. So the Manhattan Institute, a conservative think tank, and their former Vice President Howard Husak wrote an op-ed calling me out, saying the gentrification tax, their term, actually the Post's terminology, the gentrification tax will hurt us. Beware of the unintended consequences. Now, I invited Howard and I invited anyone from the Manhattan Institute to come on and defend some of the particular points of this op-ed, because I have questions. I don't understand it. Right. So here they said, and I'll read to you a line. Let me just find it. The a memo to Borelli. So, here, I mean, this is an attack. It will actually hurt long-time lower-income homeowners who have the chance to sell. So they're saying that this tax, by valuing the taxes on these people to a fair level in accordance with everyone else, it will have this effect. Taxing new home buyers who pay high prices in resurgent neighborhoods will not actually hit the newcomers. It will actually hurt long-time low-income homeowners who have the chance to sell, realize a profit, and retire gracefully. So let's take that in two parts. Taxing new homeowners who pay high prices in resurgent neighborhoods will actually not hit the homeowners. Fact. That is the opposite of what the tax will do. The tax will, in fact, actually tax the new homeowners. The old homeowners will pay the lower rate. This is a cap on taxes that, over time, limits the amount the city can assess on property taxes going forward. So people who've lived in these homes for generations have been protected by this cap. Now, under my proposal, and under the proposal by some Democrats, if you buy a multi-million-dollar brownstone, you'll pay taxes on a multi-million-dollar brownstone. Just like if you bought a multi-million-dollar house in Rockaway on the waterfront, you'll pay property taxes on a multi-million-dollar house in Rockaway on the waterfront. So I'm saying value these houses fairly. They're saying that valuing the houses fairly will not somehow affect the newcomers. Of course it will. They're the ones who are going to pay. And then the second part of their warning to me is that it will actually hurt long-time lower-income homeowners who have the chance to sell, realize a profit, and retire gracefully. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay, point stipulated. Maybe it will make Park Slope and Cobble Hill less desirable for people trying to buy brownstones. Right, no question. If you are paying next to no taxes on a house, or potentially paying no taxes on a house, and now you're going to pay the actual value like everyone else pays in taxes, yeah, I could see that being less marketable. But what the Manhattan Institute doesn't tell you is that everyone else already has this problem. Everyone else in the city of New York is affected by high property taxes. Why should all the other property owners in the city of New York subsidize, and I'll tell you why I say subsidize the owners of Park Slope and Cobble Hill and all those posh neighborhoods, because just to basically give them a higher real estate market? We all get the short end of that stick. We all suffer from high taxes. And I say subsidize because we know the city works this way. The city's allowed to raise their tax levy by a percentage every year. Every year they raise the tax levy by that percentage, sometimes even more, illegally. Then they back in. They back into that number by raising taxes on properties. And taxes tend to go up every year. But if a small percentage of those properties are capped, meaning we can't raise the taxes on them, everyone else must pay. So the Manhattan Institute is essentially telling us that despite the de Blasio loophole, we shouldn't do it because it might make posh neighborhoods less desirable. So in other words, we should keep this tax cap in these neighborhoods artificially lower. By the way, we're all protected by a tax cap. All of our houses are treated equally under this tax cap, by the way. The tax cap allows your property assessment to grow in 6% in a year or 20% over 5 years. The reason why there's such disparate levels of taxation is because the real estate in Park Slope, etc., shot up like a skyrocket over the last 20 years. Whereas the property values elsewhere in the city just went up fairly quickly and normally. Right? That's why there's a disparity. So the Manhattan Institute is saying, be darned with you, be darned with you everywhere else, as long as we keep the hot real estate market. Now, who's buying, by the way, brownstones in these areas? It's two people. It's two types of people. It's investors. It's investors buying buildings, right? Three family units who want to rent out the buildings for a profit, maybe live in one of the units themselves. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But these aren't the people we're trying to have the tax cap protect. This tax cap was to protect Mrs. McGillicuddy, who stayed in these brownstones during the 70s and 80s when times weren't so good, and we don't want to see her and her family get taxed out of the home. So now this investor, this person who's buying this as an investment, is going to be covered by the same cap rather than being taxed on the value that he or she paid. So we're subsidizing this person who could then charge exorbitant amount of rent for the people of this neighborhood, and again, everyone else has to suffer. The other people who are buying these houses are people who can afford $3 and $4 million homes. And there's nothing wrong with that. But why should someone buying a $4 million home in Park Slope be paying $5,000 in property taxes? Whereas anyone else, someone, say, buying that same $4 million home in Tottenville, where I live on the, not in a $4 million home, but in my neighborhood, where you buy a $4 million home on the water, you actually pay taxes on a $4 million home. And the solution the Manhattan Institute actually says is here. It says property tax should be reassessed more regularly. It's almost as though they didn't even read the proposal that we put forward. They're saying the problem is that property taxes aren't reassessed often enough, right? In other words, if the properties are reassessed, there'll be a greater amount of frequency which the tax cap gets reset, right? We're protected by the tax cap. But if it can get reset every once in a while, it'll have more regularity and the property values would be more, the market values would be closer to the assessment values. That's exactly what my proposal does. It's as though they read a headline in the New York Post and decided to write this op-ed against my proposal without actually reading my proposal. It's sad. I had a very high opinion of the Manhattan Institute. But it's just it's incredible to see that they didn't even bother to read. I understand they're advocating for a bigger, broader approach to property tax reform. Yes, we all want that. We all support the commission that's underway now to evaluate that. But the Manhattan Institute knows as well as I do that before we even get to step one, it took 6 years for the last round of property tax reforms to work their way through Albany. So let's just say at best case scenario, Albany passes a bill next year to reform property taxes. New York City property owners won't see any type of change or relief until fiscal year 2023 or 2024, and the mayor will be out of office.
But don't you think that something has to be done? I mean, I did the story last hour about how people are leaving the state in droves. Don't you think there has to be some type of emergency plan? Like, listen, we don't want you to leave. I mean, Jersey has the same problem. People are leaving because they're taxed too high. And obviously, the property taxes are a little bit different in New Jersey as to how they do things. Like, when Christie was there, he set a 2% cap for all municipalities. You couldn't raise taxes above 2%. The mayor in our town has actually done a very good job of keeping taxes lower in the county.
Now, that's different. And we have these. So that's the tax on the levy for a particular taxing a municipality.
Right.
And we have that. Our problem in this case with the de Blasio loophole is that it's up to the city to essentially come up with a formula how each owner is going to pay. And the formula is fundamentally unfair against people who buy new properties in old buildings in neighborhoods that were once not valuable. It's a very small segment of people who are affected by this. Whereas the majority of people, I'll give you a better example. Staten Island is assessed at 98.5% of its market value, meaning even with all the caps, if we have which we do have, $72 billion in real estate, we're actually being assessed at, say, $71 billion in assessments. Brooklyn, on the other hand, is assessed at 88.5, and this is coming from the Class 1 property tax report, by the way, the city puts out. Brooklyn's assessed at 88.5% of its of total market value. And when we look at neighborhoods, you look at neighborhoods where the ownership is the houses are owned predominantly by African Americans, they're actually paying 101%, 102%, because many neighborhoods where African Americans lived didn't see the same level of gentrification recently as Park Slope and Carroll Gardens, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You look at the neighborhoods like that, they're paying in the 70s. They're paying 70% on average of what their property is assessed in, because there are so many properties where there's an absurd level. Right, if you are assessed at $500,000, but your house is worth $2 million, you're assessed at 25% of your value. That's the skew in the system. That's the problem. That's what we're trying to tackle. That's what the Manhattan Institute doesn't understand. We want to solve that problem.
But you want it to be fairer for everybody
across the
city.
I want it to be fair. More importantly, we got to find out what's going on with traffic. So let's take a break from my rant and talk to Debbie Duhaime, who's probably equally upset about property taxes.
Oh, yeah. Now, Jersey, New York, we're all feeling it without a doubt, you know? Even I have a really small condo, and I can't believe the taxes. It's unbelievable. Good morning, Councilman Borelli. Good morning, Al Catullo. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Let's go out to 11th Ave here in town, right by 28th Street. An accident investigation just cleared out of the way. Let's see what's happening over in Jersey. Route 1 southbound at Plainfield Ave in Edison, a broken water main to deal with. Northbound 1 slowing down through that area as well. One lane blocked because of that broken water main there. 78 westbound exit 49, accident in the local lanes. And if you're taking a ride to the southbound New York State Thruway, moving along okay, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. On the Sprain South at 100B, a disabled vehicle. 35 getting into Katona, getting out past Cobbling Rock Road. It's an accident over there to deal with as well. And let's see what's happening as you head over to the island. The LIE looks fine. No problems on the northern state or the southern state. Sunny today, high of 46. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at indeed.com/hire.
It's a new year, and 2020 is very intriguing. Will we see our economy continue to grow under President Trump? What are the repercussions of the impeachment? And oh yeah, there's a presidential election as well. Yeah, 2020 is shaping up to be very historic. So fasten those seatbelts. Could be a bumpy ride. And hey, we're with you the whole way. Happy New Year. AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Former Nissan Renault CEO Carlos Ghosn appears to be an international fugitive. Ghosn unexpectedly left Japan, where he's facing charges of financial misconduct. He's in Lebanon, where he grew up. In a statement, Ghosn says he hasn't fled justice. He's escaped injustice and political persecution. Ghosn's lawyer in Japan says he wasn't aware of Ghosn's plans to escape. Ford says it has sold out reservations to buy its new Mustang Mach-E electric SUV. Buyers made a deposit of $500. It's expected to launch in late 2020. Stocks appear headed to end the year with the best performance since 2013. Though yesterday, the Dow was down 183, the NASDAQ dropped 60, and the S&P was down 18. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-424-7125. 1-800-424-7125. 1-800-424-7125.
If you're in pain, why don't you try to get out of pain and give Relief Factor a shot? That's what I did. 3-week quick start is $19.95. Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission. They have a heart for the hurting. They're good guys. They really want to help as many people as possible get out of pain, stay out of pain. And they've been solid with the Mike Gallagher Show. They are on Team Gallagher in a major way. Tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and their neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain. And they want to get you out of pain, too. I want you to try the 3-week quick start. They priced this at $19.95. That's all you have to do, $19.95, to take this 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent the inflammation that causes the pain in the first place. Give it a shot. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. The 3-week quick start. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Nothing says our next guest like John Cougar. Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo on the Joe Piscopo Show. I am so pleased that we have joining us right now one of the finest columnists for the New York Post. You actually know her regularly from hearing her on Tuesdays with Kevin McCullough Live. Carol Markowitz, Happy New Year.
Hi, Joe. Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, what are you doing for New Year's? Tell us about the Markowitz family plan.
You know, I'm planning out a very exciting night of being in bed by 9 p.m. How about you?
you might beat me by a half hour. I mean, I thought I'd watch maybe one episode of like, I don't even have a show, Carol. I don't even have a show right now to watch. I just want to go to bed. But Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you and your
thank
family.
Thank you. Thank you. To you, too.
So something's been bothering me, specifically a guy named Mayor de Blasio. And two days ago, with Ed Henry, I saw him blame the president for anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. 6 months ago, when there was another rash of anti-Semitic attacks against Jews in Brooklyn, the mayor declared that anti-Semitism is a right-wing movement, thus blaming people like me, for traveling in central Brooklyn with my MAGA hat, attacking Jewish people.
Right.
You actually have, I mean, this is the interesting thing about this particular piece. This was your piece last week, right? I mean, this was something you wrote even before. Well, you wrote something last week, you have something yesterday.
I wrote it on Friday in preparation for my Monday column running, and then we had to update it on Saturday with a bunch of new attacks and also, obviously, the Monty attack. Mm-hmm. So it's been so prevalent that you can't even write a piece a few days in advance because you're going to have to update it and say, oh, there's been all these new Jewish attacks in Brooklyn or in the boroughs. It's getting worse. It's absolutely getting worse, and it's absolutely because we're not taking the problem seriously. We can't face what's really going on. And when you're pretending that it's MAGA hat-wearing assailants in, central Brooklyn, you're going to have problems confronting the issue.
Well, it's deliberately. I don't know why more media outlets aren't calling him out for this. I mean, this is a deliberate misleading of the public and a deliberate misleading of a public official's comments to a community. He's saying to Jewish people, watch out for white people with Trump mm-hmm. flags going around your neighborhood, and it's just not the case. It's just, don't be weary of that person, because that person's probably not the one attacking you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just the other liberal politicians in New York, like AOC hasn't made any comment about it at all. And it's like, it's a major issue that's happening in their city, and yet it's completely going either ignored or just being railroaded by these politicians who don't have the right enemy this time. And when they don't have the right enemy, they just can't act. Imagine if it was MAGA hat assailants doing these attacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know how fast we would see action from the mayor? We would have seen action back in May when I first wrote about this in the Post. I mean, I've been writing about this for over a year in various places, and this isn't a new phenomenon. This has been going on for a while. If it were MAGA hat assailants, we would have seen a much different response from the city, and that's really sick.
Oh, rest assured, Bill de Blasio, Andrew Cuomo, AOC, all of them would have been grandstanding and you know,
right.
Just speaking with authority on the...
Yeah. The story that they tell a lot is right after the election, there was a swastika graffitied in Adam Yolk Park in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, look, I'm Jewish. It doesn't feel good when I see a swastika, but it caused a giant protest in the park. People came out in droves to say, we will not stand for this. And now that actual Jewish people are being actually assaulted, we can't get these same people to come out because they can't blame Trump for it. And when they felt that the swastika had something to do with Trump's election, they were out in force. But now, because they can't pin it on Trump, they're nowhere to be found.
Now, I'll speak, if I will. I don't believe you're an Orthodox Jewish person. I mean, just knowing you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you were involved in a number of Twitter disputes over the weekend about mm-hmm. your thoughts on how even more secular Jews, more Reformed Jews are now being affected by this these hate crimes. I mean, how do you, at a personal level, prepare for the possibility of being assaulted or at least yelled at or something?
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm a lifelong New Yorker. I'm aware of my surroundings. I am just always kind of on guard whenever I'm out anywhere, really. But it is absolutely spreading. It was first all in the very Orthodox communities in Crown Heights and in Williamsburg. But the latest attacks have been in places like Midtown Manhattan or Gravesend, Brooklyn, which is not an Orthodox Jewish community. And actually, I don't know enough about the Gravesend attack yet, but I feel like that might be my quote-unquote my kind of Jew, a Russian mm-hmm. Jewish person. There was a Russian Jewish mom. I mean, that's my guess, just based on where it happened. So we'll see as the details pour out, but this is absolutely spreading to other Jewish communities. You can't feel safe just because you don't look outwardly Jewish. It's happening. It's all over.
And last question, how do you feel about the whole bail reform situation where you see people, the police make an arrest, they save the day, they solve the crime, we arrest the perpetrator, and the person's out on the street in the next hour?
Right. Well, look, you know, I'm the natural audience for bail reform. I wanted bail reform. I thought bail numbers were too high in a lot of cases. I mean, I've written about a shoplifter who got $25,000 right. bail. I mean, you might as well make it $25 million. It doesn't matter. It's such a high number that they'll never meet it. But the way they've done it is so ridiculous and so absurd, where the judge has no capacity to hold somebody, which is really the big issue here. Making bail is one thing, but they can't hold somebody when they think they're violent or when they think that they're going to be a threat to the community. How can you not give a judge that power? It's crazy that one of the attackers got out and attacked somebody else the very next day, because this is what's going to happen when the judge doesn't have the power to hold somebody and they have to release them.
Well, it's a crazy world we live in, and it's only going to get crazier in 16 or so hours when bail reform goes in fully into effect. But, Carol, I wish you the happiest of New Year,
Joe.
And I hope there is a glass of wine with yours and my, two glasses of wine, presumably, but with your and my name on it in 2020, because I love catching
up. Let's make it whiskey, but sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you enjoy your New Year's with your family.
Thank you.
And right now, we are going to check out our friend Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 735. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City's looming foie gras ban is boosting sales of the fatty delicacy. Chefs at fancy Manhattan restaurants say their customers are ordering foie gras like mad since the city council voted to ban it last month, as if to say, stay off my dinner table. So restaurants are ordering from distributors in the Hudson Valley, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, goosing sales of the goose and duck liver by as much as 30%, no pun intended. California, the only state to ban foie gras, but the city's ban will take effect in 2 years. And troopers are mobilizing to help protect synagogues and Jewish community centers throughout the state. The New Jersey State Police announced yesterday that under order by the governor, members of their target hardening unit, tactical patrol unit, and field operations section have been deployed. Troopers will be on the job both in uniform and in plain clothes to provide security. Officials add anyone who might become aware of suspicious activity to contact the state's Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness or the Attorney General's office with details. In sports, the Giants now looking for a new head coach after Pat Shurmur was fired by team ownership yesterday. Co-owner John Mara said it was a gut instinct to let Shurmur go, feeling that the team needs a new direction. Shurmur led the team for 2 years, finishing up with a 9-23 record, including a franchise record-tying 9-game losing streak this season. GM Dave Gettleman remains with the team. Nets lose in overtime to the Timberwolves, 122-115. Seton Hall beating DePaul in Chicago, 74-66. And we've got college hoops tonight as St. John's will take on Butler. The pregame is at 7:10. The tip is at 7:30. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970. The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Just want to keep in mind, Metro North is on a reduced weekday schedule. Also, New Jersey Transit on a modified schedule for today. If heading out to Times Square, you will see closures already today. 7th Ave is closed in the 40s. Also, Broadway is closed as well through the area of the 40s. So that whole area around Times Square subject to closure already getting ready for the big New Year's Eve celebration. Let's go over to the inbound GWB upper level. Getting reports of a stalled vehicle, but traffic is very light this morning. No problems at the GWB other than that. Lincoln looks fine. No problems at the Holland. 78 West Exit 49. Accident just clear from the local lanes. And Route 1 southbound getting down toward Woodbridge Ave and Edison. It's a broken water main. It looks like you still have two lanes blocked heading down through that stretch. Northbound is also slowing down through the area as well. Sunny today, high of 46. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I was having a hard time breathing. It was hard for me to put one foot in front of the other. It was just awful. I feel 100% better. I mean, I can breathe. I don't feel that weight on my chest anymore. My head feels clearer. And my husband can tell that I seem more up about things. So for me, the fact that I feel better and my husband can tell my head is better, I'm just like singing from the rooftops about that.
This is the season that focuses on family, faith, and love. This holiday season, Balance of Nature is offering 25% off, a free travel set, and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This will only be available until the end of the year, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is In the Cauldron by Lou Paper. This is not just another book about Pearl Harbor. It's the story of Joseph Grew, America's ambassador to Japan, and his frantic effort in the months before the Pearl Harbor attack to orchestrate an agreement between Japan and the United States to avoid the war he saw coming. It's a story filled with hope and heartache. Enter to win a copy of In the Cauldron at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
And we're back with the last show of the year. The last.
You seem very unsure about that.
I was going to say the decade, but, you know, our conversation earlier about whether the decade ends on midnight on the 2020, or whether it ends on midnight New Year's Day on the 21st, really, I mean, it's been mind-blowing. It really has. I mean, in my mind, the roaring 20s are starting, though, tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow. I mean,
correct.
You know, that to me is how I'm going to do it. And hopefully it's a good decade. Hopefully it's a good decade for me, my family, and all the listeners and their family. I know it's going to be a good decade for our next guest because karma is something, and this is a guy who's out there talking day in and day out about the great work the Salvation Army does. This time of year, we see them. They are present. They are out there. They are in our face for the good and right reasons. Kevin McCullough, my friend from the 5 o'clock show, good morning.
Hey, Joe, sounding good this morning. Appreciate all the good work you're doing on this, what I do consider to be the last broadcast of the decade.
Thank you.
In the McCullough House, we go 0 to 9, like I think most of the people do, but I know there's some that don't go 1 to 10. So
the
onesies,
you know, the onesies, it's a big problem. It's a big problem.
The 20s on the ones, mm-hmm. starting tomorrow.
So what can you tell us about this? So, look, in my mind, Kev, these are people I see. They're very present at supermarkets, you know, knocking on doors, doing the right thing. Tell us about what goes on the back end, the part we don't see.
What we're talking about is the Salvation Army. And as Joe made reference to right there, for the last month, we've been asking the listeners of AM 970 The Answer to do something that we don't do a lot of on this station. And that is dig into your pocket and make a difference in our very city right here next to us. Kids that live in our neighborhoods, kids that are going hungry every night. And in 2019, the Salvation Army fed 53 million meals to 23 million Americans. Those are Americans going through tough times. Some were homeless. Some had been displaced by natural disasters. Some were dealing with just other types of challenges in their life. But the Salvation Army, irrespective of race, religion, sexual orientation, creed, anything else, said, if you're hurting, we're there. We're the first ones there to offer that help. And so at the beginning of the month, Joe Piscopo and Al and Frank and Debbie in the morning and I in the afternoon and Frank on the weekend started asking people, hey, can you help us feed 10,434 kids here in the New York City area this year? We want to help feed these kids right now. There are about 30,000 homeless kids in the New York City population. We need to make as much of an impact on that as we can. We got off to a slow start. We were worried we weren't going to make 10,000 children in December of this year. And I have to tell you, because of some very generous people here in the last few minutes and in the last day, we have now exceeded that goal of 10,434 children to have fed, as of this moment, 10,463 children for the new year. So we're pretty pumped about that. I want to say thank you to the entire listening family of AM 970 The Answer and every single person that dug deep and decided to give This is a great statement about not only the listenership of this station, but of what we can really do when it comes to helping fellow New Yorkers.
Look, and this is the last day, really, of the 2019 drive. Obviously, it's the last day of the year.
Right.
And it's great that we've been successful, but, you know, we set these goals, and they're goals, but the real goal is to help as many people as possible. So
yep.
You know, if you're feeling generous, if you're feeling like you'd like to pitch in and help people that you encounter on a daily basis, again, as Kevin mentioned, these are people in our communities. These are people here in Manhattan. These are people in the tri-state area. And these are people who could use some help. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals to 60 children in need. And $250 covers two nights of a shelter for a family of four. But if you have $5, $10, $20, please go on to team970.org and put your money where your heart is.
Yeah, it would make a big difference. And as we have decided to do this, I've had great feedback from people in the community, people, longtime believers in the Salvation Army, sometimes new people that have not really been aware of the work that they've done. And this is an immediate way right now, and particularly today, Joe, the last day to get the full tax deduction mm-hmm. for your gift. Now, there's plenty of good reasons to give, like you're just going to help people. That's a great reason. But as an additional bonus to that, if you give a large size gift of any size, you can take that as a tax deduction for 2019. So doing it before midnight tonight at team970.org, team970.org, will make a difference, and it will give you an added incentive in the 2020 tax reporting cycle.
Yes, sir. I mean, you heard it. I mean, there are more than one good reasons to give this year, and more than one or two or three or 100 families that could use this support. Kevin, how are the McCulloughs celebrating the New Year's?
Well, you know, we kind of pull one of these fake outs on our kids. So around midnight, we pull up the Baby Boss New Year's countdown or something like that on Disney Plus, and you know, we have the whole countdown, and then we put them to bed, and then the grown-ups get to have their countdown a couple of hours later. But we'll probably do something similar to that again this year. They haven't caught on to it yet, so I think we're in pretty good shape.
Look, the Bible says we shouldn't lie, but we can fib to our kids to put them to bed at an early
It's midnight somewhere at 9 o'clock.
This is true. So the McCulloch children celebrate New Year's Newfoundland style.
That's it,
in
exactly.
Greenland style, and the adults party on. Well, that's great.
We do the come away version.
That's great. Look, it's fun. Look, I will be hopefully celebrating New Year's at the McCulloch family time, because I hope to be in bed sleeping.
Yeah, what are 10. You complaining about? Why are you going to bed so early on New Year's Eve?
You know, I'm a fuddy-duddy, Kev. I'm a real fuddy. I'm a genuine.
Have you always been this way?
Yes, I'm a genuine, bona fide fuddy-duddy. I did my partying down the Jersey Shore. I did all that. But the moment I got tired and didn't want to be out, I was the first person to just leave, walk away, go home, go straight to bed. And I could just tell. I can tell that by 9:30, 9:45 tonight, I am going to be sucking wind and hoping for my bed, maybe a good book, maybe a private glass of wine.
I could give you a solution to this. Like if the bride really does want to stay up till midnight and you're just having a hard time keeping the eyelids open, take about 17 Balance of Nature fruits and veggies each, and you'll be on fire all the way through midnight.
You know, you're right. I started to use Balance of Nature a couple of months ago. I stopped. But I used it, and I did actually feel a lot better. You know, I've been helping out at the station for a while. I finally got on the Balance of Nature bandwagon, and it definitely did make me feel better, Kev.
Now, all the secret tips to have a great New Year's Eve right here with Joe Borelli on the Joe Piscopo Show.
It is. Well, you enjoy yourself. Tell your wife
a
happy New Year, and God bless.
All right.
Well, coming back, we got a big hour in the 8 o'clock hour, Al. We got a special surprise guest. Now, I had planned on talking solely about Staten Island secession from 8 to 9.
I was excited about that.
And we're still going to talk about
Good.
It, but we have a mega, mega huge surprise guest in the 8 o'clock hour, former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, coming up.
That's great.
Coming up around 8:25 today. He is going to talk about a topic that... we've touched upon it, but this.
Well,
person...
we've made no. Some of us on this program have made no secret of our disdain for the current mayor of New York City.
Disdain, to say the least.
Yeah.
And,
I love when people say, you know, he's a nice guy, he's a personable guy. Yes, I've met the mayor.
That.
You say
well,
it.
I've said
you,
that.
You've
he's
said
a personable
it.
Guy.
He's a nice guy, but running the city of New York. is not exactly his strong suit.
It's above his pay grade. And
right.
Look, I want him to solve the anti-Semitic crisis, right? I want him to solve homelessness. I want him to solve mental health.
But you know what? In some ways, why is it there in the first place? Because they've relaxed the laws. They've relaxed the ability of the police department to do their job. A lot of these things didn't happen under Mayor Giuliani and under Mayor Bloomberg. They simply didn't happen because the police were proactive about things. If you did something wrong, you went to jail. There was consequences to your actions. They've essentially made the city and the state a place of there is no consequence to your actions. Do whatever you want. We'll give you a little slap on the wrist. Here's some Mets tickets if you'd like to go see a Mets game. I mean, if they really wanted to, they really want people to suffer, make them go to a Knicks game.
Right.
Give them Knicks tickets.
The Devils or something like that.
Well, then you got to send him to Jersey, well, but he's already sending the homeless.
But that's my point. Look, we said this on the break a couple of minutes ago in our private conversation.
Right.
When the city's criminal justice policy is the goal is to, you know, make the experience of the accused better and not keep the public safety, we've given up on everything that's important.
Right.
We're going to talk about it all in the next hour, but right now we got a break for traffic with Debbie Duhaime.
Hey, good morning, Councilmember Ellie. Thank you so much. Good morning, Al Cotullo. Let's see what's happening, guys. As you head over to Route 1 southbound, slowing down, getting into Woodbridge Ave, getting down through Edison, it's a broken water main. Two lanes remain blocked over there. Northbound 1 slowing down through that stretch as well. The left lane is blocked over there. 28 getting into Elizabeth. Looks like you're moving slowly, getting right out toward the area of 439. That's a collapsed sewer. So watch out for slowdowns over there. It's a little bit busy as you head to the Holland Tunnel right now. Holland Tunnel getting into town, getting reports of a disabled vehicle. Overall traffic so light, though, this morning as you head over to the Hudson River crossings. Now, if you're going to be heading out to Midtown, you're going to see closures already for the New Year's Eve celebrations getting underway. 7th Ave, Broadway closed over in the 40s. So that whole area is going to be a little bit congested. But again, your East River crossings also moving smoothly. No problem. At the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge, Queens Midtown Tunnel moving smoothly as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Perillo Tours. Are you ready for the Perillo Piscopo Tour Phase 2? Come on. Perillo Tours starting their 75th year in business. Steve and I have put together a very special customized 8-night, 10-day Easter in Rome tour. Once-in-a-lifetime trip, Good Friday and Easter Sunday in Roma, with a mass on Easter Sunday, Saturday night dinner and performance by yours truly with special guest Steve Perillo at the piano. And then we move on to Assisi. We next explore the Tuscan countryside, Siena and Pisa and Chianti, Florence and Cinque Terre, 5-star deluxe hotel in the heart of Rome, a charming restored villa and mill in the Tuscan countryside. You will get the best of both worlds after experiencing Roma for Easter. We will slow down the pace in the Tuscan countryside. Only a short ride to Florence. I tell you, I'm so excited about this. And we are going. And it's April. And you're going to be there with us. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. You just tell Janice and the great team over at Perillo you want to fly away to Italy with Joey and Steve, baby. 800-431-1515. Great present, by the way. I'm just saying, as the holidays are coming here. Or visit PerilloTours.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
And we are back, ending out the 7 o'clock hour here on the Joe Piscopo Show. This is Councilman Joe Borelli with Al Gattulo and Matt Sambolin filling in for Joe and Frank on this beautiful, beautifully mild, actually, perhaps New Year's Eve. Joe Lumberg, good morning. What can you tell us?
I can tell us that it is going to be kind of mild today. We're going to get well up into the 40s this afternoon. We've got some sprinkles now, but I think there'll be some sun breaking through at times later today, and if you're going to be in Times Square tonight, it'll just bring along a jacket. Temperature will probably be in the low 40s at the stroke of midnight, but there'll be a bit of a breeze blowing as well.
Well, thank you very much, my friend, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Joe, what's real quick, Joe, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow and Thursday?
Tomorrow, not bad. Clouds and sun, a gusty wind, lower 40s. Upper 40s Thursday, then I think we got some rain in the forecast for Friday and Saturday, but still no snow.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Joe. Thanks. We'll talk to you next hour.
I mean, this is not bad. I mean, if I was to go to Times Square at night, I suppose this might be the...
No.
I'm done.
It's still cold.
I thought about it.
I just don't get people wanting to sit out there. Like, there are people there now waiting for the ball to drop.
And I don't think people realize the configuration of Times Square, that you think you're going to get there and you might get a seat to see the ball and you might get a place to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And you might also get a place to stand and see Kelly Clarkson or whoever is performing. I mean, you're not going to see the show.
No.
You're not going to see anything. You're going to see...
Well, you might because there are monitors.
Well, right. But there's monitors, but at that rate, you can stay home.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to see the performances. You're not going to see celebrities. You're not going to see anyone. Again, if you don't have, you know, Uncle Steve the cop from the Midtown North
there's
Precinct...
No way you're gonna.
No reason.
I will tell you this though. You ever want to go see the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center? Best time to go? 6 o'clock in the morning. I went 2 weeks ago with my wife. We drove in. The tree is lit. There's nobody there. You can get as many pictures as you want. You can be in and out of there in no time at all. And you can park on the street.
This is true. See, you know, Al is just full of fun facts and fun tips.
I'm telling you, it's the best time to go.
Al, next year, I hope you have a home tips show. Just all your quick fixes.
All your useless information.
All your tips for a better life. Coming up, we're going to talk about Staten Island secession. And
yeah!
We're going to talk to former mayor and current personal attorney to Donald Trump, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. This is Joe Borelli signing off for the 7 o'clock hour.
This is AM 970. The Answer.
38 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Morris County Prosecutor's Office investigating a possible bias crime. Mendham Borough Police announced over the weekend a menorah located in Mendham Borough Park was found upended and damaged last Friday. It's since been repaired, but prosecutors said yesterday that its bias crime unit is examining the incident to determine if bias is behind the vandalism. Starbucks' last big promotion of the year ends today. The coffee giant has been giving away free tall drinks at select locations since Friday, with a catch. The drinks are only available at pop-up parties that only last an hour from 1 to 2 p.m., and the offer only applies to drinks ordered in person, no mobile or delivery orders. Check StarbucksPopUp.com to see if your local shop is participating.